Awareness is the all-encompassing view, and all points of view appear within awareness. Without any effort, awareness is as it is. Awareness is aware, not aware of something, not aware of nothing, aware of something, aware of nothing. And so you see, there's no way to get out of awareness. It's impossible. Awareness, the all-encompassing view, and all the points of view that appear within it, whatever they are. Whether you describe that point of view as you, or me, or someone else, whether you describe that point of view as a world system, whether you describe points of view as all the elements that arise, earth, fire, air, water, space, whatever it might be that you describe, it all appears within awareness. You and all the other descriptions that seem to be associated with a you are points of view appearing in awareness. And so this is no different than having a little playground filled with dolls, and there's you and you're one of the dolls that is moving around, and then there are all the other things going on in relation to what that doll is doing. That doll is being born, it's living, it's dying. The doll is forming relationships with mommy and daddy and everyone else, brothers and sisters if there are any, and going to school, living a life, all of these appearances, falling in love, whatever it might be, all of these are simply points of view appearing within awareness. And you see, it's impossible that awareness could ever be locked or trapped or identified or fixated with any of those points of view. Awareness is a fluid, pure presence. That alone, it isn't anything else. So there's nothing to correct within awareness. As awareness never veers off course and gets locked or fixed into a point of view, there's nothing to worry about. And so the key point is that within the all-encompassing view of awareness, all points of view appear spontaneously, self-releasing, spontaneously self-freeing, like a line drawn in water, or the flight path of a bird vanishing in the sky. And you so they vanish naturally, with nothing needing to be done and no one to do it. And so you see, even though initially you may consider that you're someone, this little doll moving around who's gaining confidence in this vast expanse of awareness, at some point that notion of you being someone who's doing something will vanish naturally and you won't have any idea where it's gone. You won't even want to understand or need to understand. It'll just be absolutely clear. And so you see, there's no need for any kind of conceptual edifice whatsoever to attempt to figure out the way things are. Everything is as it is, simply and completely. Points of view appearing within awareness, like blue appearing within the sky, completely seamless and open, light-filled, like infinite space, the space of space, the light of light, with nothing that has ever happened at any point in past, present, or future to make it otherwise. Even the points of view of past, present, and future are nothing but a vast expanse of timeless awareness. And so you see, there's nowhere to get trapped and no one to be trapped. And this is why it is key to simply just relax. And that simple relaxing allows everything to be seen as it is. It allows us to see that awareness is the only knower. Awareness is the flawless, stainless knower of everything as it is. Whether it's a crazy, lively, wild display, or it's a blissful, pleasureful, heavenly display. Within awareness, all points of view appear equally. So you see, there's nothing to change. The evenness and equalness of awareness is absolutely guaranteed. There's no little cave of awareness that we need to go into. There's truly nothing that needs to be practiced. Awareness, awareness, awareness. Simple, simple, simple. Awareness is not a thing that we need to capture or gain victory over in some way. It's simply naturally present in all points of view. Naturally present, completely present in all points of view, with no possibility of it being otherwise. And so you see, there's no special place to get to or anyone to get to that special state. Awareness is completely open, allowing for all points of view, no matter what they are. All points of view, no matter what they are, they can't be determined. They're spontaneously arising, innocently arising, vulnerably arising, without any forethought or afterthought. The unexpected is what will appear in awareness. Expect the unexpected. The power of awareness is such that all of its own appearances, all of its points of view are confidence building. No matter what they are, all appearances are confidence building. Just greater and greater confidence, greater and greater certainty that awareness is the source of all points of view. All the afflictive states, the incredibly disturbing states, the crazy and wild emotions and thoughts and sensations and experiences that appear, no matter what they are, these are the wisdom appearances of awareness, the wisdom points of view and awareness, self-arising wisdom, love, and the tremendous energy of awareness. As we see this, we experience an openness that can't really be called anything. It's completely unspeakable. Even though we may be moved to describe it, it's completely unspeakable, completely indescribable, ineffable, yet obviously present. Obviously present in every single moment, completely open, with nothing whatsoever to be held back, and indivisible, completely indivisible, but seamless. There is no two anywhere. And rather than being a dry philosophy, it's the heart burst of total and complete love that allows for intimate relating, completely intimate love relating, the heart's desire. The secret heart essence of the deepest heart desire. The desire that always answers itself. Desire that is self-affirming, self-kept, self-maintained. The desire of the heart for itself, in itself, of itself, as itself, and through itself. And then we feel truly alive. Truly free to love and be loved.